We Elie Shemot, the book of Exodus from the Hebrew language. We're studying the book of Exodus. We're in the 12th chapter. I mean, not 12th. We're in the 121 class, and we're in 32 verses 11 through 16 tonight. And I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible here. I believe that's what it is. Yep, that's the Amplified Bible. All right. The chapters and verses aren't marked very well in this, so I get mixed up sometimes. We're going to start verse number 11. But Moses appeased and entreated the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why does your anger burn against your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt? He's going to figure that out pretty soon. With great power and a mighty hand. And you know, as Moses was on here, Joshua wasn't too far away down the mountain. He wasn't too far away down the mountain. Joshua, and what was Joshua's other name? Hosea.
Hosea.
Hosea was his other name. That was his name that he was known by first. Hosea, the son of Nun. And now it's Joshua, the son of Nun. Joshua means Jehovah saves. And Joshua is the same thing, the same name as Jesus in the New Testament. Why should the Egyptians say, with the evil intent, their God brought them out to kill them in the mountains and destroy them from the face of the earth? Turn away now from your burning anger and change your mind about harming your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your servants to whom you swore an oath by yourself, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens, and all this land which I have spoken I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he was about to do to his people, and Moses turned and went down the mountain. With the two tablets of the testimony of the covenant, or the law, in his hand, tablets which were written on both sides. They were written on one side and on the other side. The tablets were the work of God. The writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. Verse number 16. So now let's go back to the Hebrew Bible. And I want to read to you, we're going to do this again. I'm going to try to do this every class when I start. We're going to do the Hebrew alphabet. And I think if you hear it and you say it with me out there wherever you are, that you'll get to where you'll know it. Now, I'm going to recite the Greek alphabet first. Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Psi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, and Omega. Now, it's got more letters in that one than the Hebrew does, and the Hebrew's got final letters also. The Greek has one final letter, and that is Sigma. Sigma. Now let's do the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, He, Wa, Zion, He, Teth, Yod, Kaf, Lamet, Mem, Nun, Samek, Ayin, Pei, Sati, Kof, Resh, Sin, Shin, Tau. Just like Alpha through Omega, we have Aleph through Tau. Aleph through Tau. Now, the vowels, Greek has vowels, but the Hebrew does not have any vowels. It only has consonants. It has 22 consonants. And so they invented the vowels much later in the 7th century. In the 7th century, the vowels were created, so they would know how to say it. But modern Hebrew isn't written with vowels either, like in newspapers, everything you're supposed to be able to know, which I can read that. I can read it without vowels. It helps, but when you know the language, it's you know the language. Simple as that. You know how to say it. We're going to start off here at 32 and verse 11. Yishal, Moshe, Et, Panei, Hadabar, Elo, Eloha. Elohan. Wyomer. Lama. Hadabar. Yekchare. Apika. Ba'amika. Asher. Hatsita. Meritz. Mithraim. Bikok. Gadol. Yuviad. Hazaka. Let's go back and look at it. It's just these few verses, the five verses here. Vayichal. And praying or appeasing Moses, the face of Jehovah. Praying and the conjunction there, page 253, right on from the Wa. And then praying or appeasing or begging, third person, master, senior, PL, wow, consecutive and perfect. And that comes from Chala, Chala. And then Moshe, Moses. Moses' name means to rescue or to draw out. Page 602. Brown driver, Brehun, at the side of the direct object there, 81 through 4. Then we have the word pene. Pene. Pene literally means nose or face. It literally means the closest place to your face is your nose. Nose. See? Nose. Nose. And that's what it means. The nose is the face. Wherever your nose is pointed, that's where your face is pointed. Okay? The face of the nose of Jehovah, Hathabar. Hathabar, page 218. It comes from Hayah, page 224 and 243. And then we have the word Elohan. Elohan. Elohan means his God. And he said, Wyomer. And he said, and he kept on saying, third person, masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. Come from Amer, page 55, Brown Driver and Briggs, page 65, Kohler and Bumgardner. And then Lama, Lama. To why? To why? Literally, we have a Lameth in front of it, and that means for why or to why, page 515. And then why? Or what? Ma. Remember, ma, na. What is it? Ma, why? For why? 552. And then we have the word Havjavar again, because they didn't say the name Jehovah. We don't know how to say it. Havjavar. And that brings right over the Hebraism into John 1 and 1, John 1, 14, and then in the, even in the book of Revelation. Yachare is, he keeps on burning his anger. His nose is flaming, literally. Third person, master, senior, cow, and perfect. That comes from Chara, 354 and 351. And then Apika. Apika, your nose. Apika is the nose. Why keeps on burning your nose or your face? Page 60, and it's in the genitive. It's nose of you. Nose belonging to you. And then Ba'amika, against your people. Now we have Ba'atha there, which that means for, to, or against. That's page 88. And then Amika, that comes from Am, page 766. It means your people, the people belonging to you in the genitive case. And then Asher, a little particle of relation. Whom you have brought them out. Second person masculine senior, hifel perfect, and then suffix is third person masculine plural. That word there, you brought them out. Ha to see tha. If you look at the end of that word there, you have a tau, but it doesn't have a doggies in the center of it, so it makes a TH sound. The modern Hebrew will just be a T sound. Me'eretz. Me'eretz, me in the front of that means from. That's a preposition. From or out of. Land, Eretz land, page 76. Mithraim, the land of red mud and canal banks. Bikoach, with power. In power. Tak there means power. In power or with power. The base on the front of that, that's the preposition, page 88, and then power is 470. And then gadol. Gadol means great. That's an adjective. Page 152. And then uv yod. And in hand, yod, there's the hand. We have we, and then bath, uv yod, and in hand. Conjunction, preposition, and then the noun, hand. Hazikah, mighty, strong, page 305. I hope you out there are enjoying this as we look at the inspired Hebrew Bible. 32 and verse 12 now. Aleph, 32 and 12a. Wielashemot. Lama, Yomeru, Mitraim, Lamor, Bira'ah, Ha'ti'ah, Ta'yam, that is. Excuse my coughing. After that propane exposure, I have problems with my lungs. Mera, in evil. For evil, for misery. For, that there, preposition in front of it, the base there, page 88, and then misery is 949. And then we have the word hatis riam. For evil he has brought them out. He's quoting the Egyptians now. For evil he has brought them out. Third person, masculine, singular. With a suffix, a hithel perfect. See if I can quit coughing long enough to finish this message. He brought them out. He did it, third person masculine singular. Them, suffix, third person masculine plural. He brought or led them out to kill. La harak. To kill. Cal infinity construct, the lemet in the front of that there is a causes this to go into an infinity. An otham, them. That's a sign of the direct object with a suffix, a third person masculine plural on it. Then we have B harim. Beth is in, ha is the, all right, in the mountains. In the mountains. See that mem plural on the end of it. In the mountains. Yuli ka lotham. And to consume, to finish them off. And there, the conjunction 253, and then the lamet there turns that into a PL infinitive construct. The suffix is third person masculine plural. To consume them. Mial. From all. Me. From. Again. Preposition. And then all. Page 752. From the face or the nose of the earth. Ha Adama. And this word here for earth is the name related to mankind. Ha Adama. It's not Ha Eretz. It's Ha Adama. The definite article in front of it. And then the earth, related to Adam, or the ground, page 9. And then the shuv, turn, masculine, singular, cow, imperative, turn, 996 and 1422 comes from shuv. Turn from fierce, mi charon, from fierce anger. Turn from fierce anger, afika, your glowing, your flaming nose, your red face. That's what it's talking about. And then here, the second part of Wehin Nakim. Al Hara'ah Li'amika. And change your purpose. Masculine, singular, Nifel, imperative. Change your purpose. Upon, El, upon, the evil, the Ha Ra. Ra is evil. The evil to your people. Le, lamet. That's preposition 2, 515, and then your people. Am, your people. The people belonging to you, genitive case. Verse number 13 now. Zakar. Li Avraham. Li Yitzhak. Yule Yisrael. Avadika. Asher. Mishbata. Lahem. Bak. Watibur. Alehem. Arbia. Et. Zarakan. Kiko. Vi. Hashemayim. We call Haaretz, Hazoth, Asher, Armarti, Etan, Lizarakem, We Na Chalu, and then La Olam. Now, Zakar means to remember. It is masculine, senior, cal, imperative. Remember. Call up to memory. Zakar, 269 and 269 both. Comes from Zakar. And Li Abraham. And that means to Abraham. 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 What does Abraham mean? Remember what Abraham means? Abraham. Abraham, as you pronounce it there. It means exalted father.
What's that?
Exalted father.
Oh,
yeah, and that's on page 4 in the Analytical Lexicon. It's got that preposition 515 in front of it. And Li Litchak. And then Li, there is again the preposition to Isaac. Isaac means what? It means pleasure. It means to laugh. It means to sexually be excited. To Isaac, we, Yisrael, and Yuli Yisrael, that is, Yuli Israel, and 253, Li, preposition, and to Israel. That's the covenant name of Jacob. Abadika, your servants. The servants belong to you. That's a genitive plural there. Servants of Oz, 714, whom, Asher, particle of relation, whom you have sworn by yourself. Second person masculine singular, Nephel, perfect. And that means you fenced yourself in. You fenced yourself in. You have to do this. 989-1396 is Shabbat. You fenced yourself in to them. In other words, you set an oath and you have to do it. Lahem. To them. Preposition with a third person masculine plural suffix in it. To him. La. Preposition. Him. Third person masculine plural. And then bak. Bak means by yourself. That's a preposition with a second person masculine reflexive. Yourself. Watan, wati ber, you have spoken. Second person masculine singular. Well, consecutive and perfect in this PL stem, you've kept on speaking to them. Over and over again, he reminded Abraham that he was going to give him this land. Then he reminded Isaac, and then he reminded Jacob. Over and over again, he spoke to them. That's what it's talking about here. That's the bar now. Alihem. Is to them. That's a dative case. And it's a it's a preposition with a third person masculine plural suffix. And then we have the arbe. Arbe, and it says, I shall multiply. I shall multiply mathematically. First person construct, senior hifel, imperfect. Rava. I shall multiply you. Et, sign of direct object. Page 84, and then Zara Kem, your seed. The Zara, that seed. Zara Kem, it is seed, your genitive plural, the seed belonging to you. And then Kikove, like stars. Key on the front of that means like. Page 471. are like as stars. Hashemayim of the heavens. The stars of the uplifted waters. Everything up in the sky. You know, clouds are uplifted waters. At one time, the earth was surrounded by an ocean in the sky before Noah. And then we call, we there is a conjunction, and all ha'adrits, all the land of Hazoth. All the land like this, the this. Definite article, and then we have the pronoun, feminine. Like this, the land like this. Land, Eretz, is a feminine word. And then Asher, which, little particle relation, page 81-4. Amarti. Amarti is I have spoken. First person contract singular, cow perfect. It comes from Armer. It doesn't look like Wayomer or Wayomeru, but it's the same root. Amarti. First person contract singular, cow perfect. I have spoken. Etan, I shall give and keep on giving to you. First person concept, singular, cal and perfect. Natan, that's where Nathan comes from. To your seed. Preposition, lemeter, lezarakem. The word zare, that's the seed. The seed of you, plural. You know, when a person brings a child into the world, a man and a woman, the man gives life to the ovum in a woman. The blood comes from the man. And that in that child that is born, if it is a male child, it has many sperm in it. And that seeds will go on and it'll make more children. And then those children will make more children. And that's what it's talking about, the seeds. And the Hebrew language is a very sexual language like that. To your seeds. Plural. All of your descendants. And they shall have owned and possessed. Third person construct pool. Cal, while conceptive, perfect. This is like future perfect. They shall have done this. They will do it. They have never possessed all that land, but they will do it. They will possess that land over here in the millennium. All of it. The whole earth, basically. And how long? Li olam. For a long duration. That time is 1,000 years. Right there. That little preposition, Lee, on the front of that. And then the Olam is a long duration. Verse number 14 now. Why ye no kem. Hathabar al hara. Asher deber. La asof li amo. Why ye na chem. And he changed his mind and kept on changing his mind and his purpose. God changed his mind and his purpose. I don't know why he wrote this in here. You know, some things in the Bible we just don't understand. But I think that God said this and said he was going to kill these people just so Moses remembered the covenant of God. It's not that God had forgotten it. It's that Moses remembered it and that we have it with us today. And we see that God has promised his people Israel that they will have the millennial reign. God didn't replace Israel with the church. God set aside Israel for a time. The church age that we live in today basically is a Gentile church age. There aren't very many Jewish people that are saved. Some are. I know some. But the whole period of the church age, and then the regathering of Israel, Ezekiel 36, 20-24, and God will bring Israel back into the land, which is done. And now we're fighting like mad over there to keep it. Hamas, which means violence, attacked them. And now America is trying to tell them what to do. You know what? Those people are fighting for their survival. The present administration and many, many people in America today would like for the nation of Israel to go away. Just go away. Go away. You have the atheist Jews, what we might call the Sadducees of old. You have the Orthodox Jews, etc. And everything in between. But God made a promise to those people, and He is going to fulfill it. He will fulfill it. They will bring glory to Him, and they will be administrators of His kingdom on earth for 1,000 years. In the future again. Y-N-A-C-H-E-N. And He changed His purpose, His mind, third person, masculine, seen, and F-L, while consecutive and perfect. Jehovah, Ha-Dabar. All unto Ha-Ra-Ah, unto the misery or evil. Night 49. Which He had spoken. Third person, masculine, singular, P-L, perfect. He had spoken. To do, la asoth. To do there, to do to them, cal infinitive construct. That preposition on the front of that, that lamet there is what causes that to be a preposition. And li amol. To His people. To the people of Him, that's genitive. Now let's go to verse number 15 and thank the Lord that I'm not coughing right now. That's good. Y-Yepin. Y-Yered. Moshe. Men. Ha-Har. Yushane. La-Choth. Ha-Iduth. B-Yodo. Yoda. Da-Do. Do on the end of that. O-W. Be-Adol. Lucholth. Keith. Ve'im. Mashini. Mashmishini. Yuvirahim. Mizay. Yumizay. Hem. Keth. Yuvim. Y-Yepin. And He turned. Third person, masculine, singular. Cal, while consecutive and perfect, He turned and kept on turning. And we, I read, and He came down. Third person, masculine, singular, cal, while consecutive and perfect. Moses came down. He turned away, and then He came down from men, from page 580 through 582. Ha-har. Ha, definite article in front of that. Har is mountain. The definite article, page 206, and then har is 249. Yushane, and to Yushane, the word Shane there means divide. It means two, divided, two, not one, but two. Two, 1040, and a conjunction on the front of it, 253, and a Li-Choth. Li-Choth, it means tablets. That's an old Hebrew plural, by the way. Here we have the old Hebrew plural like we have Barashith in Genesis 1 and 1, the first word, Barashith. In one of the beginnings, in beginnings. That tal there, the old Hebrew plural. Ha iduth, the testimony, the statement. Bi yado, in His hand. Baith, preposition, in His yod, in His hand, the hand of Him, genitive singular. Luktoth, tablets. Tablets. Again, the old Hebrew. Tablets, kiwim, being written, masculine plural, passive, participle, 507 and 503, come from kathav, mishani, from two, yuvarim, their sides, means region and across their sides, their regions, mizae, from this, you, Mizay, and from these, him, they were, kethuvim, being written, masculine, plural, passive, participle, having been written upon, 507 and 503. Then our last verse here, we ha-le-choth, ma-aseh, Elohim, hama, we ha mik to, me ma ki to, miktov, Elohim, Pew, Charuth, all Haluchoth. Here we have we, that's and, ha, definite article, tablets. And the tablets. Tablets, page 531, by the way. A work. A work, a product of employment, ma'aseh, from work of Elohim, the work of God. Hema, they, the what, and the writing, we, ha, mik, tov, and the writings, from writing, writing from writing, and the writing from writing, we, and then ha, mi, tov, and the writing from writing, again, Elohim, God, he, engraving, charuth, that's masculine, the singular, kal, participle, passive voice, from charuth, engraving upon the tablets, el, that prefacing upon, ha, definite article, the tablets. He took these tablets that God had written with his own hand. They were a work of God. They were a work of God himself. A work of God. We have the Bible in our hands today because Moses went down off that mount and brought those tablets down. And then we have him in the second law. We have Genesis, we have Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, he gives the law again, and he delineates it out there. This was the basis, like the law in shorthand, that God had written upon those tablets. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all the blessings you give us and your love. We thank you for your Son that came down and died for us and gave us eternal life. It says, for in the fullness of time you sent forth your Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem us that were under the curse of this law. Thank you, Father. Please forgive me for I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.